Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Gill. And now, play ball. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift bunts towards third. Ross picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ross. Hughes scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gill, and towards Ross, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Walker reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is walked intentionally. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Ross steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is hit by the pitch. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross moves to third. Rogel moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Gill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzara hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gehringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress throws to second for 1, and Hughes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Greenberg. West moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. White steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walk-up spins and fires to second, and White is picked off. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hughes hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground for a single. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Fox reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Julio Benetti now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Greenberg scores. Fox moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Tebbets moves to third. Ross moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogel is walked intentionally. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Buster Mills pinch hits for Julio Benetti. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazzara hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Sullivan scores. Hughes moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lefty Mills now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Walker steals second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Ross goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Lefty Mills. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazzara hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Hughes scores. Clift moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.